You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show.
I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch a heart when she rather have a purse? Why okay. give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine?
You know yeah, and it's this one, Canoe?
It's Lil Wayne.
Oh.
When he gets off, then I'll
when
start.
Chris Brown comes
right.
out.
Lil Wayne shuts up.
Yo, what up, After Buzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for the Love & Hip Hop New York. Finally, the reunion. Mm-hmm. I'm joined in studio by my lovely co-host, Nicolette Gowner.
Hey, y'all.
The gorgeous Cornelius Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And we are here to give a testimony and Love & Hip Hop reunion.
Okay, Monique.
I'm right.
Like, calm down.
I mean, can we talk about Monique? And
like, can we please talk about her? Like, child, who are you trying to say?
Do you miss the role of Miss Parker?
Who are you trying to
she
save?
Was, oh, forgot about the Parker.
I think she misses the role of Mrs. Parker. Because okay. I'm like, girl, what is going on?
Right.
Hold my hands, sisters, and we gonna bring it together.
First of all, this ain't church. And first of all, you never prayed, so. I mean.
You were just holding
your
hands.
If anything, these girls just need to be blessed. Blessed with happiness and greatness and loyalty.
Girl.
Blessed.
They need some damn loyalty.
They need
I don't even think they would damn know. You could take a pixie stick of loyalty, blow it in their damn face, and these bitches would be like, what was that?
What is loyalty? Sorry. And even the men, too. Oh, my God. None of these people are loyal.
This reunion, I'm tired. And I know they all were on stage looking drained. Like,
nobody was tired than your boy, Peter.
Oh.
They showed him in the back laying on the couch.
He couldn't even make it to the end.
Literally, I think he was having an anxiety attack, especially after Amina really said he was pregnant. I mean, we'll get to that.
This is sad.
And like, this is really sad. Like, this shit was way too. Like, this is when it kind of became real. No, I definitely still think Erica and that whole situation's fake.
When shit gets real.
Literally.
Like, when reality is real.
Yeah. No.
Maybe I like the scripted TV.
Like, exactly. Like, can we have the scripted back, please? Like, I don't want to believe people really be going through this. Like, oh.
Let's talk about it. Oh, Amina.
Lord.
First question. Are you afraid you'll be Tara in 13 years? I thought Amina was going to give a totally different answer. I thought she was going to try and be catty. She was like, I'm already Tara.
I'm already Tara.
The fact?
Then lit! What?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm already Tara.
Her teeth... Like, did your jawline get extended out even more?
She sucked her thumb. Like, you know when you tell the baby to stop sucking his thumb? Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you don't pull the baby's thumb out of his mouth.
Her thumb looks crazy.
Too wrong, feel so right.
So nice.
I can't. The only reason I'm doing that because I can't do the impression, so I'm just going
to
hate.
Hey, yo, shout out to Sin for making fun of the way Erica talks.
Yeah, she really did that.
But back on that, go ahead.
Tara. I forgot what we were talking about.
Amina, are you afraid you'll be Tara in 13 years? I'm already her after a year.
Well, like, I'm glad she recognizes this, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she realized it. I mean, damn, that sucks, though. Like,
but you know what? It sucks, but... The way she slammed down the driver's license with her name on it.
Boop.
Once they, you know, everything went down, she was in the bathroom. I won. You kind of wanted this. You may not have wanted the bad times.
Damn.
But you wanted to be with Peter and you knew what that entailed because you said you won. So,
happens when bitches go after the girl. Mm. When this situation happens, when the bitch goes after the girl, that's what happens because then you sitting over there realizing, like, fuck.
Well, no, not really.
Girl.
when you got a problem with your man and another woman, you don't ever go after the woman. You go after the man.
Exactly. That's how it should be.
That's what I just said. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant like the girl ends up.
No, like in normal situation when.
Well, obviously you're obviously gonna go after the girl too.
No. But
you don't go after the girl because you don't know what you never know what the man what your man has been telling that girl because he's Gina. Not telling her. Y'all are very crazy.
Was my whole thing out?
Oh my god, we just had some nipple slippage.
Oh my god, really?
I'm just kidding.
Your nipple now. You never go after the man. Because he was not telling that woman the truth. You never go after the woman. You always go after your man.
No, I agree with that. I mean, whatever.
Now, then when you find out that she knew and it's like some shiesty stuff, then you go after the girl. But like, deal with the man. Because here's Amina talking about, I win in the mirror. Like, well, no, bitch, because here we are at the reunion when Monique says, do you feel like you've won?
No.
You should be saying, hell yeah, look what I got here. But instead you're saying like, no, I'm feeling really sad, and like I just want to go sing. Well, girl, but what happened to the song?
were jamming.
And hold the fuck up, because what is this? Y'all were talking about people on Twitter were talking about Amina's song was what?
No, people on Instagram, their team on Twitter, Amina? People on the songs comment sections on YouTube were really like jamming. Like, girl, I don't know what y'all talking about. This song jamming, Team Amina. Maybe I'm on the wrong bus.
Girl, maybe my ears just don't hear
she's
that
frequency. She's a great songwriter, but it sounded very Moken Steph, She's Mine 2014. I'm not down for the I Took Your Man cheating anthem.
The first song we ever listened to was It's a Monday, I'm looking out my window. I'm gonna make some dinner and hopefully my husband will come back home. Like, we don't care.
The first song and then this last song is the same thing. Except it's just adding Peter's preschool rhymes on
and
it.
And, like, the pankies. The pankies.
Those struggle words.
Get your life! Amina, do you feel like you won? No, I'm disappointed. He made me look stupid and I don't want this. Well, bitch, you're kind of making yourself look stupid. And then, on top of it, girl, like, she says, why did you decide to be with me? And he says, you know, my outlet became you. And he goes into this long explanation of that. Okay. So then she says, Monique says, Peter, is this over between you and Tara? Amina, literally his response while he's sitting next to you on the couch talking about you are his wife. He says, I think so. What do you mean you think so? Did you guys get that?
No, I wrote it down. He said, is it over? ? I think so.
I'm too old to be acting like this. Well,
Peter is,
he's in denial. He doesn't know anything. Literally, I don't think his brain works.
Well, okay. You know what? No. I think Peter, here's the thing, because I know people like this very well. And my thing is, something traumatic had to have happened in Peter's life. Something traumatic must have happened in Peter's life for him to consistently. Tara clocked his teeth. She was like, I mean, you know, I can't really say anything because at the end of the day, you know, you found a home with me, you got stressed, and you found an outlet. Now you've created a home there, you're getting stressed, and now you want an outlet. He's like, well, maybe it's not going to work between none of us. I need to be by myself. Actually, honestly,
he doesn't know how to do that, though.
Honestly, what he does need to do is be by himself. But he doesn't know how to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to do that.
Wow.
Because, again, Peter has, I keep saying, it's either 5 or 7 kids. Either way, now he has one more kid. He has one more kid. Peter does not have any money. He did every interview he does. He did the show because this was the only income he was getting. He not getting residuals off the song that he had back in the day. It was too many people tied to the song. So this was the only money that Peter is getting. Peter can't take care of those other children. So now he has another one.
But can you guys explain this to me? Peter says, you know, I thought doing the show would be good for Tara. It would be good for Amina. It would be good for me. My thing is, we all watch reality TV. And if you got skeletons in your closet, I don't even have skeletons in my closet. I'm pretty much an open book. But I still wouldn't go on TV because I understand editing.
Right,
I understand my mouth. And I know I would get edited crazy.
Right. When especially you have a side chick who is your wife and you have a baby mama. Like, you really did not think they were going to know?
He said, and
he really didn't though. He thought he was that smooth.
He said in the interview he did that he tried to tell Mona and the producers off camera to let him tell them his way, but
Mona wasn't about to let that happen.
Ain't no producer gonna turn down an opportunity to not show that you have a side wife and a baby mama that you live with.
They played along with it at first. They're like, "Yeah, we'll let the build up happen." Yeah,
right.
Drop them little hints. Oh my god, that was crazy. So then we find out Amina, girl, you thought you was clocking something. Everyone knows I like to pull things out of my bra, right?
First of all, it was just one time.
And it was ratchet. It was ratchet, and it was the fact that you even gave a speech like this.
Like, you could pull it out of your back pocket, maybe, or like, you know, that's, but, like.
I mean, the way, she might as well just pulled it out her damn vagina and have taken the test on stage.
It had pee on it.
I mean, in your brassiere. Like,
you know, that's, you pee on that, man. You pee on it. I put nothing in your and even in my dress clothes.
And even if it's dried, you had it sitting dry, crusty piss. Because you know those reunions, they be having them sitting up on stage, those hot lights on you, like.
And it was melting sobbing. Into her.
Everyone was probably on stage, like, what is that smell? Like, bitch, that's what that
that's
was.
You.
I thought it was Erica. Like, Eric, I was trying to tell Erica to sit and close her legs.
I was, like, you know, changing all these different outfits. I mean, shit.
She had her pajama outfit on during the last scene.
Okay. She really tried it, honey. Okay,
girl, you are not Beyonce or Rihanna. You are not Madonna.
Goodbye. And you are not like a virgin, so goodbye.
Touched for the very first time. So, Amina pulled.
She made it through the wilderness.
She would have fucked it. And stayed in the forest.
She pulled that.
Somehow she made it through.
When she pulled that, y'all so scared. When she pulled that out, though, was I the only person who felt, I got pissed. Not about her being pregnant.
Oh, I was pissed about that.
This is why I'm pissed. That's, regardless of how you feel, Amina, Peter is still your husband. That's not a conversation that you pull out on your husband on national TV like this. I guess she did that little sob speech at the end, and she said, though, I don't want to be a secret anymore.
Girl.
But guess what? You've been a secret this long. This is not the time. If I had a baby daddy, if I had a baby daddy and I told him that I was pregnant via text or on a reality show, I'm going to expect him to get up and walk off.
100% agree with you, Kanaya.
For sure.
I totally agree with you. However, bitch, you gonna sit your man down after he been running around telling all types of lies, running around keeping you damn Harriet Tubman underneath the damn railroad?
Like,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, no. You wanna clock me, make me look like a damn idiot? Like, I already look crazy because of my teeth. And you gonna have me on national television talking about you sleeping, sitting on the dick, sitting on the, and I'm the wife at home? And you go, you think that now I'm pregnant, and you know damn well he's gonna be like, the reunion coming up. You care? Amina, come on. Look, they'll crucify me. You can't do that. And Amina would have signed a damn contract, and she wouldn't have been able to do it. So I'm not mad at Amina for doing that. Because, bitch, that's really the only ammo Amina got. And it actually backfired, because now it just looks like, well, girl, I feel bad for that baby.
Right, it backfired. So, because all of this.
Like, she should have hit him in the face with the pee stick, like, bitch.
Right, she didn't want to be a secret. Peter been lying to her this whole time, and the only thing everybody focusing on the fact that she had this pissy-ass pregnancy test in her dress clothes. Nobody cared about the rest of it. Everybody, the only thing people are talking about is, Amina, why'd you have this pee-pee stick in your pissy-ass dress clothes? Nobody cares about the other stuff. So it did backfire. Amina, you should have told your man this backstage or something.
But you know what's crazy is, like, it's his wife. Like, she can't go nowhere. They are married. They all have to go through a whole process to be unmarried. So it's like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
No.
She's like holding on. Like, here's, I don't know.
My other thing. Like, she keeps blaming him. Peter made me look stupid on national. No. Peter made Tara look stupid on national television. Tara, and we were all team Tara. Tara made herself look stupid when she slept with you again. Now, Amina, you knew this whole situation. You're married to someone, and this month ain't sleeping at your house? Well, bitch, then we ain't married.
First of all, like I said in previous episodes, if I didn't have a ring and I was married, like, what?
Okay, I'm not even that mad at that, but, like, at least living in the house.
Or, Peter brought Tara to your event where you were showcasing. So you trying to tell me that you really don't think that, that they're dating or kicking it, and you don't know nothing about this relationship. You just so in the dark. What man you know married to a girl and he bring his baby mama to your singing event? I wish I would have a comedy show. Yeah. I wish I would be at the Laugh Factory and my husband rolls up with his baby mama. They roll in the same car, and while I'm playing the keyboards, you got your hand around her waist.
Sitting on my window,
you
looking at my man.
While we sitting there, hand around waist, like, yeah, she jamming, ain't she?
Like, I wish you would.
And then to sit there and say, I'll be over with you in a second. But, oh.
So again, Amina.
I'll be like, Miss Pink. Yep, Miss Pink.
I get it.
Right?
Peter is dirty. But Amina, you trying to tell me you didn't know nothing about this relationship?
Girl, you know all the tea.
You didn't know nothing about it.
Oh my God. So then Peter goes backstage, and Tahiri talks to Peter and says, yo, you need to apologize to Tara, because all I want from Joe is an apology. And that's all Tara really wants right now. So Monique's talking to Tara and Amina, and Tara says, I feel bad for Amina. And then Peter wants to only talk to Tara. So now they have to remove
Once again.
You just announced a birth on television. Like,
and he doesn't even want to talk to you.
But y'all married.
It's unfortunate. Because like Tara said, I feel bad for you because the man that you're pregnant by, you can't celebrate it. And he's, you know, y'all not having a happy moment about it. It's the truth. But again, you picked Peter. You chose this man.
And the thing is, there would have been never a happy moment. So she might as well done did it on TV. Because you know damn well, if she did it in person when they were not together, I don't know, he probably would have like kicked her to the curb or something.
She probably got a bigger paycheck that she announced on TV.
Good one.
Don't play.
Yeah, bonus. Yep, they do be doing that.
They do, yeah.
So Peter comes out. He's got his shades on. Starts crying, and this was a situation. He says...
And you know what I honestly got from him? Like, the guilt, Jesse? Sorry for you, John.
Jesse, choking.
Yeah.
I'm choking on the situation. Like, okay. What?
I think he honestly realized, he's like, damn, I really just got another girl pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I have to pay for this child.
I really should have just stayed with Tara. Like, I think he just really realized shit got real when she said she was pregnant. Like, he was like, shit, that's what happens when I have sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just like all over again. Like,
I think it's finally
like high school. Like, oh, yeah. Damn. Like, when a man and a woman care about each other and they lay together, it was very sex ed fifth grade.
You know, and he really, all the shit just went through him like, fuck, I really didn't love Amina like that.
And now I want to take this moment to speak to our fans and our listeners out there. And I want y'all to know that just because Peter's 65 years old and doing this, you know what I mean? Yeah, we look at them crazy, but there are people our age who we get into relationships with.
Ladies and
gentlemen, if they are doing that at this age, do not be with them. Do not say, I'm a change. Then.
No.
I'm a really, you know, and that's what I wanted Monique to bring to the table here.
Right.
I
she's
wanted
like
her
clocking
to,
all these girls. Tea.
She's clocking.
No, she was all
the people that we were riding for.
Amina's ass.
Amina, and then also
Tara.
I feel like she was more team Rich. I felt like she was more team.
Saigon.
I feel like she made certain people look crazy on there, and I'm
right.
Yeah.
Team Rashida. Let's keep going because we got so much.
I'm
still stuck on these. No, we ain't doing
it. About the Peter thing again, and this shows you the dynamic of their relationship. We joke about Amina and Peter's marriage and say she need a green card, but when you're married to someone and y'all really married, you have a discussion. Listen, I'm your husband, but I can't afford any more children. What if we have to get on? If you have to get on birth control, or if we have to wait a couple years, that's what we need to do. We need to figure it out. But the fact that Peter cannot afford more kids, that's where those tears was from. Those are real tears.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
He like, listen, I got now 8 kids.
Damn.
I'm like, loving hip hop to get money.
Like,
and now I have another child. What am I going to do? And I just found out on national TV with the rest of y'all.
Because you know Peter would have told her to abort.
Which is that's just grimy within itself. You got to take responsibility, Peter. She keeping it. But... Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, girl, now you having a baby, like, by the ear. I mean, you have just demolished your career on
and
national television.
I hope you just don't stress that much, because if you're going back to doing Love and Hip Hop 2, which they have to now that she's pregnant, you know they got to film.
Girl.
And she's like, Peter, why are you leaving me? I'm pregnant.
This is bringing a child into this. This shouldn't.
But you know,
can we start? No, we need to start a petition for this girl to not be on Love and Hip Hop.
Watch.
I can't watch any more of this depressing stuff.
I know. That would even be more depressing. She's just at the house pregnant because
she doesn't need to be on it because of the situation. But let's keep it real. Amina needs some income.
Yeah, and so does Peter.
Mm. And right now, this is their only source of income. It's unfortunate that it came to this.
But that's like, I don't want to watch the aftermath of Sharkeisha. You know what I mean? Like, watching the video, Sharkeisha video, like, it's ratchet, it's fun, and it's entertaining. But then, like, really what happened to that girl that got punched in the face? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see the sad story of Amina.
She coming back, I bet you.
All right, so Tahiri and Rashida, they sit down. And Monique, I don't even know, like, really. So,
well, I got why Monique, like, took Rashida's side on this.
But then people can sit there and say, again, to Monique, girl, you do basically doing the same thing. You're supposed to be on the come up, but here you are, same channel as Flavor of Love or whatever. Right.
But then I do also understand Terry's side, totally. I mean, obviously, I picked my career and what I'm doing. Like, obviously, I love my body, and I'm obviously posting photos because that's what I do. Like, how are you going to tell me, like someone's telling me, like, if you're a rapper, like, everybody's going to be judging you because, like, everybody's going to think you're a whore because you rap and, like, the industry's just so crazy. First of all, you don't know me, okay? Yeah. Or, actually, no, that's, like, my best friend telling me that when I'm like, okay, actually, you know my whole life. You know I've done this for a long time. You know I'm not a hoe. You know all these things, so why are you coming about what I'm doing, like, this career? Like, you shouldn't even accept me as a friend if that's something you don't like.
I feel like Rashida's a fat girl hater. Because you know what I mean?
Rashida's that girl who, when she get a man, she thinks she wrote the book on how to get a man and what it takes to be the wifey.
Looking like
but girl, you have a shoe line and you sitting here wearing ham hock, damn, tied around looking like Holiday Hams.
What did Joe Budden call her? The RuPaul, looking like RuPaul.
Looking like RuPaul.
Was it just straight up RuPaul?
Whatever it was. I don't know. No. It was she of was, that context.
My thing is with the combo, I get that you may feel a certain way about your friend showing her body and doing what she does for a living. But one, Tahiri been doing that for a long time.
And so why do you care?
Yeah, why do you care? And why do you pick now, conveniently now that you got engaged and you get married, to try to tell her what it takes to be to get married and be a
wife?
We're
talking about being classy, but then you're talking about, I haven't fought all week.
And I drag bitches. Rashida, and pick what all, you want to do with your life. What kind of life you living?
Right.
And first of all, there's models out there who are making tons of money and that are beautiful and, you know, unique. And they're doing nude photos, too. Like, they're actually doing nude photos.
But Rashida was more mad that she was posting body shots on her Instagram. But so we're in a world where Instagram sells Tahiri.
It really does. I mean, personally, that's not my job. So, obviously, I'm not going to be posting up, like, booty pics and shit like that. That's when it's like, okay, girl, like,
if it's out of character,
right,
fine.
Out of character, but, like, you know, like, girl, I thought you was trying to do this, but you over here, like, posting all these, like, photos with you in underwear and shit. Like, first of all, you're not going to catch me doing that, you know what I'm saying? But,
girl, Rashida says, I feel like Tahiri has to use her body and degrade her body to get a man.
She's so dramatic.
Rashida, don't you, like, I just can't take someone seriously. If you own a company and you don't look good in that company, like, you know what I mean?
Rashida,
like, girl,
just,
change,
like,
your hair.
Rubs off of me. Like, she's just, I mean, she probably, like, forced this guy to, like, ask her to marry him. Like, I really feel like
she's him.
Like, the dominant one. Like,
no, I believe she found somebody.
Okay.
Or
whatever.
If you really feel that way, Rashida, give us other examples. Because right now, you're talking to a crowd full of people who only know one example of
First
Joe.
Of all,
so, Rashida, what are you talking about?
Where's your fiance? We haven't seen him. Yeah. For all we know, you could just be lying.
True that.
Where he at? Where he at? Is he behind the curtain? No. Is he sitting behind you at the reunion? No.
Girl, he at home pouring more salt on her steak. Mm. Erica, Jean, and Saigon, they talked about okay, so this was awkward. We find out that Erica, Jean, and Saigon had a conversation. So basically what I'm trying to put together is Saigon, when he was somewhat relevant in his region of the world,
right,
of the city,
that was.
Of the city, him and Eric. I'm assuming Erica might have been groupie-esque.
Oh, I could totally see that.
No,
or
but no, because you don't have a baby. Even if you have the conversation, don't nobody decide to have a baby with the groupie.
Right.
They'll have one with a regular nice girl. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, she's a nice girl.
Like, maybe they, like, met at, like, a coffee shop or something.
Or maybe she, you know, I don't know. But I don't think he thought she was a groupie.
Okay.
I could see that.
So they talked about having a child, and it happened. And they talked about not being married and having it out of wedlock, which is just awkward. Like, why are we even discussing this? Saigon says, I've never seen Erica pregnant. Well, you were in jail for a while. And for her to say, I don't want you at the baby's birth, you were probably doing some other stuff that...
were fucked up.
Right. That we can't bring those memories back, right? Right. All of a sudden, we can't
remember. Are you sure you don't want me to go there? Because I will put all your tea out.
Or, based on the way you talked to her and you said that you have a problem with your other baby mama, I'm assuming that you probably disrespected her enough to make her say she don't want you in the delivery room.
Honestly, that's just so sad to me. Like, I literally just wanted someone to, like, punch him in the face.
Yeah, he was acting
the things
crazy.
He was saying to her, like, yelling, like, on that top of, like, the lung, like, your lungs must be hurting.
I don't want
to
be a stereotype. You're being one.
But you are one.
Like, you're over here national yelling television. And, like, I mean, I'm surprised you didn't hit her. Like,
the way he screamed, shut up.
Yeah. And the fact that he was going, like, he was going crazy. Like, he was a tiger in a cage, okay? And he was like, all right, we're going to commercial break, you know, fuck all this shit. Did it, like, calm down. Like, you obviously, clearly have some anger issues. Like, you need to actually work on yourself, okay? Like,
how do you
don't
feel
be
about
trying to go after her.
Baby mamas. I don't give a fuck about these women. All they do is use the black man.
First of all, Saigon, you don't have anything to be used.
Okay.
Well, come on.
Like, clearly, your sperm ain't even good.
Saigon, let's keep it all the way 100. That statement could probably apply to somebody who really got something. But if you don't have nothing, you cannot use the statement they trying to use you. You can't. Use you for what,
because
dude?
You got them pregnant, first of all.
I just feel like you are being stereotypical because you got her pregnant out of wedlock. Then you weren't there for her while she was pregnant. Then she tells you you can't be with it, and then you're like, okay, cool, fine, I'm going to prison. And then you come back, and she tells you you have a baby. Oh, now I want a DNA test. Oh, well, now you have the DNA test. Well, now I want to get him tested to see if he's autistic.
And then you want to move in with her, and you say you're not together, and then you try to control her and want her and everything else.
Can we talk about the crazy Instagram?
Right, like the whole Instagram situation. First of all, you shouldn't even be bringing Instagram into your relationship. Like, how old are you guys? 12?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I mean, do you know how many people comment on people's, like, you know,
and Erica has a nice body.
You really shouldn't be fighting over Instagram. Like, that's just so dumb. Whatever. Okay.
Saigon is, you know,
like that. It's so dumb.
It's unfortunate. He has mommy and daddy issues. He got issues all the way around.
He got
the way that he talks to her.
He has hella issues.
I'm not for kids not being around their fathers, but if their fathers are emotionally and verbally abusive,
and
then you don't
stable.
Need to be around your father. And Erica Jean, I'm not saying, you know, keep him, your son away from him, but it ain't in his best interest to be around a man who
not
will
right
cuss,
now.
Who,
not
who,
right now.
Right, who will cuss you out and will talk that way in your presence.
And
it's not.
I will say that was my favorite moment, Monique moment, was when she said, how would you react if you saw your father treat your mom like that? And it was instant.
Yeah.
It was instant. He finally got it just with that one sentence. And it's like, that's creepy. That's fucking you need
see,
a pill.
And I don't think he, yeah, but he doesn't does. See it like that.
That's why he needs a pill. There needs to be medication handled over there. And the same to Peter.
Well, you
let's
know they ain't coming back next season. Because that's just crazy.
It's
those
too
two,
much.
You know.
Yeah, clearly.
He says he wants to break the cycle. But then you scream, shut the fuck up. Saigon's mad at Erica because of Instagram. Yeah, we already talked about that. All right, my thing is this. Saigon just doesn't understand the role of a mother.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand. She doesn't have to prove anything to you because she proved it by pushing out a child out of her vagina. That is the proof. And she took care of the child. Whether he wants to say or not, you know, oh, well, the doctor says the baby's not being stimulated. Well, maybe because the baby doesn't have a father figure. Or maybe because you're screaming and it's scaring the damn child.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
It is sad it's scary. And I mean, my thing is I don't understand how.
And you know that son loves her so much. You know he loves his mommy. And the fact that, like, here comes, you know, Dad Scario, Dad, coming in the picture, like, yelling and stuff. He's like, oh, crap. Like, I don't want, you know, like, I don't.
This is what happens when you don't raise your kids. Parents out there, if you got a son or a daughter and you cussing in front of them, acting crazy, carrying on, not showing them what real parenting is about, they turn into Saigon. And then you wondering why they got dysfunctional relationships.
And I just really wish, like, teens and stuff would really look at this stuff and really understand. But, I mean, I know everybody's young and they have mistakes and stuff like that. But, like, I mean, who wants to be going through that?
Raise your kids.
Like, and if you're not young enough to raise kids, don't have kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Birth control, people.
Girl, abstinence. How about that one? Like, at this point,
obviously, but that's obviously not happening to people. I mean, unless they're like living,
we need to start chastity belt people.
Okay, but unless they're living at an Amish community or something like that. Okay, like, I'm sorry.
Girl, it's not even just teens. I mean, look at Peter and Amina.
Peter's like 44 years old, acting crazy.
If you just don't want your people like doing that and just put them in a shack, treat them like Amina. Yeah, that.
Yandy and Rich had a moment. Boring. Okay, Monique rapped or something like
sleeping.
That.
Sleeping, snooze.
Monique, stop.
Yeah, first of all, like, no.
Sin, Erica, Rich, and Yandy. Erica was in her new outfit.
Can we just get the whole Yandy and Rich situation out of the way?
That was done.
It
We're
was
done
no
with
situation.
That.
Okay.
So, but then they brought Sin and Erica to the stage.
Right.
And Monique says, so Erica, how are you and Rich now? She says, business wise, we're good. But it's all the other stuff we gotta figure out.
Yeah,
bitch,
no.
You gotta figure out if you wanna put the dick in your mouth or not, take it out. If that's the problem. The problem is, we've stated this a bunch of times, so what I don't understand is where she gets this mental block in her head and she's like, the business side is real good, but like,
it's not a mental
all
block.
All that other you stuff. Know, what is all the other stuff block. Is cock.
It's not a mental block. She knows exactly how she feels, but she's too childish to admit that.
That's
she,
all it
honestly,
is.
Honestly, it's not even too childish. Like, she literally knows she wants to be with Rich. She loves Rich. She is using this whole show. She doesn't want people to really know how she really feels. You know what I'm saying? So she's like,
because she puts
I
the wall
know,
up.
Rich.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, you're always fucking me over. You know
with her, like,
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, can you just sit there, cross your legs, and just calm down? But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like she knows exactly what she wants, but it's just all TV. It's all just bringing extra drama because she doesn't really want to admit it. And I'm honestly, I'm so over it. If they literally bring this back next season.
The Rich and Erica. Yeah.
Oh, like, they're bringing that back.
They need to get the fuck over it. Yeah. Like, seriously, I don't fucking care who you want to be with. Just stop being a hoe, okay? Oh. And be fucking loyal. Like, seriously, you look dumb. Like, you're telling Sin, I want to be with you. I just love you. You made me a better person. Obviously, she hasn't, because obviously you're doing the same shit you did to Rich. So where is this making you a better person? And secondly, okay, if you really want to do business, okay? You obviously want business and personal. So why is Sin even in the picture?
Well, she's mixing businesses.
Because this whole situation with Sin is totally fake, okay? So you need to turn the page, honey, and keep it pushing and maybe focus on something that actually fucking matters, because we don't give a fuck about who the fuck you're dating. Get over it. Goodbye.
All right. Well, you read her and Sin Rider tonight.
She's Erica's a child. She's a child and she got issues. Erica only brought Sin into this. I said this last week. Erica is not a lesbian. Erica's one of those girls who she gets so sick of dudes treating her wrong and not giving her the attention that she wants. She's like, I'm just gonna try. I'm giving up on men. I'm just gonna try girls. And then she get with a chick to make Rich jealous, to see, oh, she dealing with chicks, so he can come try to come back and think that's sexy. So now Rich is giving her the attention. Sin is giving her the attention. All this is because Erica needs attention.
Oh, see, I feel
she's
like
an attention she, whore.
Right, but I feel like Rich understands that, and that's why they work well together. And this is all business. They're doing this on purpose. He probably told her, go mess with the girl so that way you can start hosting lesbian clubs. And then, but we still gonna get it in on the side. And then on TV, when the camera's around, we'll act like it's, you know, fight and all this. And I think Sin realized that. I feel like, honestly, Sin sat on the other side of the couch. She sat there and was just sitting here like, yes, this bitch loves him. Like, I know that. This girl has only been in your life for how long? And she's already done over with. Like, looking at you like you're crazy. She read you for filth.
She really
read your
did.
Life. Literally.
She really did.
She was like, Erica Mena, 4 pages, let's go. And the 5th one is just the credits. And that's a long fucking list.
Right. Oh, my OMG.
So Erica says she does not love Rich anymore.
Girl, stop it.
Girl,
please.
Bye. Just freaking admit it. Yeah, I can't. Mm-mm.
And part of that, though, is because people keep calling Rich a cornball. If Rich was that dude.
Yep.
If Rich was that dude, she would be like, I'm so in love with you.
She's ashamed. She loves him.
Yeah.
Did you see what that penis looked like? Right. I would be too. But okay. My thing on top of it is.
That's all right.
Sin credited Rich as, you know what? Rich is good at what he does. All of a sudden, now Rich is good at what he does.
Because Sin need that work. Now, y'all people, again, ain't nobody fooling with Erica Mena except Rich. Who else you know gonna give Erica a song? Nobody. Sin, guess what you need now? That work. Because you don't know how to do them but look cute. And have your movies looking preppy and eat Chipotle. That's all you know how to do. And who else better to help put you on and get you some little parties and get you some booty mag things than Rich? Rich may be a clown, but he can get you some parties and he can get you in a booty mag. So guess what, Sin? Yeah, be nice to him. Because you need that work.
You better join Erica and start sucking that one too.
Out of like being with Erica, you know what I'm saying? She done made you feel stupid and dumb.
Like he's good at what he does. Since when? Girl, be quiet.
Because the only people we've ever heard of him working with is Erica.
Or even if he is, you was calling him a clown last week, but now it's all good. Make up your mind, Sin.
Yeah, girl.
Next season, Sin's going to end up hooking up with Rich on one drunk night. Oh. Like, it's going to be great.
I really hope
Sin, how could you do this to me?
She'd be like talking crazy.
Erica would totally be upset. Like, she would honestly be upset if Sin had sex with Rich.
Karma's a bitch. On that note, I mean, there's no predictions really. Yeah. Everyone just looks so defeated.
Everyone
it was
looks
so
drained.
Sad. The ending was just sad. Joe Budden in the back was just looking sad. Like,
but clap it up for Joe though, real quick, because when Rashida was talking about dragging Tahiri, Joe in his nonchalant way was like, "You're not gonna put a hand on her.
Nope.
You're not gonna touch her.
Sure ain't."
And do Tahiri something to her and see what happens.
And I'm so mad that security jumped on stage that quickly for Tahiri and Rashida, but when Saigon jumped up and told the mother of his child. To shut up.
And like stood up like he was really about to do something.
Bitch, I pulled binoculars out like,
Rashida is bigger than Saigon, though. Let's keep it 100. Rashida's bigger than Saigon. I mean, she got a couple pounds on him. She a heavy one.
I don't know. All I know is I'm excited. What are you guys more excited for? Are you guys excited for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
I mean, yeah, I liked it.
I'm excited. I just want ratchet fun back on TV because this was too serious.
Like, this was too fucking real. Like, can we just have the fun Stevie J, Jocelyn, just like, you know what I'm saying?
Girl, and then we got Love and Hip Hop LA coming out.
I don't know if I can do that.
Who's on the cast? Do we know for sure?
We have
a good cast.
What?
I said if it's a good cast.
It ain't.
Oh, then we
it's
do
it. Some video random vixen. It's The Game's stylist, which will bring The Game into the picture. Rumor has it is that The Game, because The Game ain't with the baby mama anymore, so that The Game is hooking up with the stylist now.
Oh, okay.
So that's, we're going to get some tea with that. Which
oh,
I'm
it's
like,
a girl.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, Game, you're going to literally ruin your career if that happens.
And he's like a playboy. Like, he, even though he had a baby mama, no one cared about her. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you're on national TV, like, if you're really going to be kissing some other girl, people are going to be like looking at you like, like, people just didn't want to hear it that The Game's like with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hoes were just like, oh, The Game. You know, now they're going to be seeing him on television like with this girl who is not the baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you had your own TV show and now you're on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Isn't that supposed to be the opposite?
It's like going backwards, right?
Well, that TV show is not obviously.
But it was his own TV show.
Yeah, that is
true. And it was a different production company who actually tried to make it positive.
Right.
You know, Mona don't really care.
Regardless, I'm just mad they're even bringing it to the West Coast. Like, because the West Coast out here, we're doing so many different things. Like, we do not need Love and Hip Hop.
But it's not even people from. Like, Brooke Valentine, bitch.
Girlfriend?
Where have you been?
You had that one song. Although she had two that I like. There was one called Cover Girl that I did like that song.
I loved Girl Fight.
But it was like back in. What, 2001?
Make a girl feel.
Oh, no, that's
Tierra Marie.
Oh, shit.
Which I'm surprised they didn't bring her either. I'm surprised they didn't bring Tierra Marie in.
Was it featuring
Angel Hayes? Angel Hayes is going to be in it.
I don't even know who that is.
She's Tierra Marie's best friend. She's a rapper. And then Yessie Ortiz.
I think I have
from the radio?
From the radio. Mm-hmm. Someone out there even just yelled awkward, and that's what I'm saying, awkward. So I'm excited for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We will be here covering it for you guys.
Atlanta.
Yes, Atlanta. We might have to come for L.A. too, because
No, because I really can't.
Could we live out here?
Those are your colleagues. It's a conflict for you.
I know, honestly. It's a conflict for you. You know what? I love them all. Keep on shining and keep like on doing what you're doing. And we'll see you.
Nicolette
later.
Will be extremely positive on the LA after show.
Oh, it's
so crazy. It's amazing.
She's going to come in and pencil skirts.
Right, they're going to do an amazing job. It's amazing.
You better work, bitch. You better work, honey. You better work.
On that note, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And also make sure you guys keep in contact with us. Give us all the tea that you guys got. Me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Sensei Don't Play.
Me at Canelia. Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
Until Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.